Hello again from the M9 on the way from Cork to Dublin, where I will be spending the day taking photographs, a day of photography, a day of podcasting, a day of butchery, and a day of blood and sweat, no doubt. The blood will be to do with the meat, the sweat will be me. I'll be working very hard. Some thoughts on transmedia. This is the first of two little mini broadcasts on the topic of transmedia as I drive up on the motorway here. And I'm going to cover two things. One, what transmedia could mean for businesses who want to promote themselves online. Secondly, some thoughts on what that could mean for professional photographers. So this one is the first part. What could transmedia mean for businesses who want to raise their profile online? Well, if you consider transmedia to be telling your story through a number of media and through a number of media channels, then it seems that having a text-based website or a text-based blog, if a company even has a blog, most of them don't, just isn't sufficient anymore. If you're going to tell your story, you're going to have to reach out to people through a number of channels. And there's this opportunity now, there's this wonderful opportunity that allows people to publish their own videos, to publish their own text, to publish their own photographs, to have their own mini radio broadcast. An example I often give is, if you were a coffee producer, if you were a coffee roaster, here now is the opportunity for you, in this Wild West era almost, for you to take ownership of the Irish coffee roasting podcasting space. You could have the coffee program on the Irish internet, and it could be the broadcast, the audio broadcast about coffee. At the same time, you could have a video channel, and you could be showing people how to roast coffee, various blends. You could be talking to them directly. You could be doing a Gary Vaynerchuk. You could be doing taste tests. And of course, you know, you could have a blog where you could be writing, and you could have photography. So all of these things are opportunities now for companies to tell their story in very different ways and tell their story through different strands. And the content doesn't have to be the same for each one. You don't have to replicate your podcast and transcribe it into a blog post, although that's a very good idea, by the way. But you can have different content on the different channels. You can have the content link. You could do the first half in a blog post, a traditional written thing. And then you could do the second half in an audio post, in an audio boo, or in a proper podcast episode. Lots of opportunities for businesses now, because nobody really is doing this. Very few companies are doing this. Very few companies are expanding their offering online. Most of them, it's a couple of pictures and some very boring words, and that's it. Now is the time to be striking out and doing something new. And that's why I find the idea of transmedia so fascinating. So that's what I think it could mean for businesses. Extra ways and new ways and engaging ways to connect with their target audience.